Thank you very much. As George said, my name is Christopher Lawrence. I'm an electricity policy analyst with the U.S. Department of Energy. I work with Brian Mills. I'm just here to give some brief statements on why we're here in this room this evening. We're here as part of a scoping meeting pursuant to the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, and we're here to listen and gather information from you all about the potential impacts of the this action. Before a federal agency can take a major action such as the issuance of a presidential permit, it must conduct a thorough review of all environmental impacts pursuant to NEPA. This scoping meeting is at the beginning of that process. And during scoping, we look to you, the public, to give us information, to give the federal government information about the issues related to this action. Your issues will help scope our environmental impact statement. All comments we'll receive will be receive on the record during scoping, be them oral or written, will be analyzed and addressed in the draft environmental impact statement. DOE will examine several areas in the EIS, including but not limited to biology, ecology, engineering, economics, and archaeology. As part of this EIS, DOE will also evaluate other alternatives to the action proposed by the applicant, including the no-action alternative. Once DOE completes the draft EIS, the public will once again get an opportunity to provide both verbal and written comments. Again, we're here to listen to you and learn from you, the affected public. If you have any additional questions regarding NEPA or our agency's process, please see one of us during a break or after the meeting. Now, we understand that many of you may be frustrated that some of your questions aren't being immediately answered about the impacts of this project, and we're here to listen to you to get those questions so they become issues to be part of the environmental impact statement. And once we release that draft environmental impact statement, again, we'll have another opportunity to hear from you and for you to let us know how we did in addressing those issues. So with that being said, I thank you, and I'll turn the mic back over to George. Thank you.